So the Waterford hurlers may be out of the championship, but a Waterford man is still very much in the thick of it. Donal O'Rourke from Cappoquin is coach with the Cork hurlers and will be on the sideline for Saturday's All-Ireland preliminary quarter final against Offaly. Delighted to say that Donal joins me on the line. Now, Donal, this is your second season working under Pat Ryan. Can you explain to us, first of all, how did you end up as coach with the Cork hurlers?
Yeah, I suppose I know Pat for a long time, Tomás. I played with Sarsfields in 2004 and 2005 in Cork when I was living in Cork. And so I got to know Pat really well then. Pat was a player and I was a player. And, you know, we became very good friends and we kept in close contact the whole time after it. And, you know, I suppose we would have been trashing ideas down through the years about coaching and helping each other out in various different things and getting advice off each other and things like that. So we just kind of developed a strong bond through friendship and things like that. And I suppose Pat was pivotal to a lot of the decisions I would have made as a coach in my time with different teams. And you know, he was always there for great advice and things like that. So he'd always steer in the right direction to us.
What type of character is Pat Ryan?
He's a gentleman, really, to be honest with you, Tomás. He's a very, very unique in the sense is that he's got, like, sometimes you'd see managers and coaches that they'd either be just very good at coaching and they mightn't have the man management skills, or they might have very, very good man management skills and they wouldn't have the hurling mind for the coaching. But Pat seems to have both, like, you know, he's both in abundance. And he just gets the best out of players. He's a brilliant motivator. You know, he's a very, very good motivator behind closed doors. And he, you know, he comes across in his interviews and comes across in his media reports is the character that he is. You know, he's a very, very nice character, but he's extremely driven behind it all. And, you know, and he's a very, 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 very good motivator. And he's certainly getting the best out of this group in Cork.
Our listeners will be familiar with you, Donal, from your two seasons with the Waterford Camogie team in 2018 and 2019, reaching two quarterfinals. Can you just tell us about your other coaching experience?
That was my first ever job outside of my club, Tomás, the Waterford Camogie. And so I would have been coaching since I'm 15 years old in Cappoquin, taking various different teams at underage. And, you know, it was Michael McGrew Murray, be well known around the county. So he would have been a guy that would have started me out. He was heavily involved in the underage set up in Cappoquin in the early 2000s and the late 90s. And, you know, so he would have been pivotal to that. Like, he would have given me an opportunity. Like, you know, he knew I was down the hurling pitch the whole time. And so I would have taken on various different teams under him. You know, I suppose I would always have learned from the late Mickey Lacey. You know, he'd be my idol from coaching, and I would have taken so much from him, Tomás. And, you know, I just had a real go off him from an early days. And, you know, I suppose I would have been involved with various different teams in the club, both Hurley and Camogie, right up onto the point I took the Waterford Camogie job. And that was my first job outside of Cappoquin. And, you know, I suppose I've kind of, I suppose, come a long way, I suppose, since then, Tomás. And look, I owe Waterford Camogie great gratitude because they were the first people to offer me something outside of my club.
And do you still get messages from Magoo and other club mates in Cappoquin to this day, Donal?
You would, yeah. You know, I wouldn't be in touch with many of them now because, like, I'm just kind of between working and coaching. I just don't be around as much, you know, but I would, yeah. It'd always be the few reliables that would always drop you a text and wish you the very best of luck. I didn't get many today we were playing Waterford, which is totally understandable. But yeah, you know, but in fairness, they'd be great support there behind the scenes for me.
And on that topic, Donal, how have you found coaching against your native county?
Ashurst is difficult to us. You know, it's very difficult. You know, I suppose a lot of the players I would have been involved with at a couple of different levels, you know, I suppose. And you know, so I'd know them all very well and probably would have played against a fair share of them as well and coached against a fair share of them, you know. And so I'd know them, I'd know a lot of them reasonably well. And I suppose, yeah, of course it's difficult anytime you're going up against your own county, but, like, you have a job to do from where you're doing. And I'm heavily invested in Cork, and, you know, I know it's difficult, but look, I'm not the only coach that's coaching against their own county out there, and I'm certainly not the first, or I certainly won't be the last.
No, definitely not. And, like, Donal, like, how much pressure did you feel as a management team heading into the Limerick game on the back of those two defeats against Waterford and Clare?
Pressure, I suppose, look, pressure's a privilege, the way we'd always look at it, Tomás. You know, to be, you're in a privileged position if you're feeling under pressure, you know, and it's how you take on that. I suppose we were just totally focused on the game ahead. You know, I suppose, like, look, the results hadn't been kind to us in the Munster Championship up until that point. You know, I suppose we'd given a lot to the Munster Championship, but we hadn't got a whole pile back from it. Our games had been really, you know, spectacular in a sense, like, you know what I mean? And it was quite staggering, really, that we went into the Limerick game, Tomás. And in our time in Cork, as a management coaching group, we had, we'd played, at that time, we played six games. We'd won one, we'd drawn one, and we'd lost four. But our scoring average was still +3. And that'll just tell you how tight them games were. You know, I suppose we lost two games last year to Moss by a puck of a ball away from home above in Ennis and above in Limerick. And this year then, I suppose things didn't go our way down in Waterford. You know, Waterford were really, really good on the day and they came with a huge energy like we knew that they would. And they were just better than us on the day and they wanted it more. And I suppose we had to take that in the chin. And we went into the Clare game and I thought we were excellent in the Clare game. And I'd have no doubt if we held on to our 15 players that we'd have won that game. And I suppose the one thing that we were driving out to the lads going into the Limerick game is that we just want to hold 15 players on the pitch. There was periods in the Waterford game where we were actually down to 13. And, you know, for 25 minutes against Clare, we were down to 14. And when you're playing against top-class sides, you might get away with 5 or 10 minutes at the back end of a game, Tomás, but you certainly won't be getting away at Lee McCarthy level with 25 minutes and 30 minutes being down to 14 men. We saw what happened with Galway in Dublin this year. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, the way teams are so well set up now to counteract that. And it's extremely difficult to try and win when you don't have your full team to play with. But from the outside in, we certainly didn't feel any pressure. You know, the players were fully behind everything we were doing and we just needed a little bit of luck, Tomás. And, you know, and we got going against Limerick. We got off to a great start and we just carried it all in. And we had 2 weeks to prepare for the Limerick game and we prepared really, really well for that Limerick game. And I suppose we've been lucky after that. We've got a couple of results behind us.
Patrick Horgan netted the win penalty that night. Donal, what has he been like to work with?
Yeah, Patrick's a dream. Look, we know the quality of player he is. He's unbelievably committed, and you know, it's like he's 36 years old, and he's faster now than what he was 7, 8, 9 years ago. So, like, that's just down to him, like, you know, and his commitment that he gives to himself, and he just keeps himself in incredible shape. And he's got a unique brain, Tomás, to be honest with you. He does some things that sometimes, you know, it's a privilege to be on a hurling pitch coaching, and some of the things that he does. And, you know, he's a 10 out of 10 character. I have a great relationship with him as well. And, you know, he's very, very, very intelligent, you know, and it's often you get the phone call off him. And he'd ring me mostly after a game on a Monday and he'd go through stuff and we go through stuff together. And it's just when he says something to you, you listen and you learn from that. You know, he's so, so wise. And, you know, he's a dream around the place, to be honest with you.
When you're putting on a session for Patrick Horgan and the rest of the Cork lads, Donal, what do you want to see out of the players?
I suppose the one thing, these guys are so talented, Tomás, like all inter-county hurlers. The only thing you're just keeping asking them for is effort, and high intensity. And that's the one thing you're doing with them, is that you're just going after that every night. And if it's below the mark where you want to be, I suppose you air that to the group. And you say, right, we're not at the pitch of it. We're not at the ceiling of what we can do. And then we get to it. Do you know what I mean? So we find a way to get to it. And every night we do get to it. So it's the big thing for them is just asking them for effort every single time. You know they can do it. We all know they can do it. But it's the big one. We're just going after that intensity every single night in training. And, you know, they're coming up to it every single night.
You're getting ready now for Offaly on Saturday evening in Tullamore. Donal, what ambitions do this Cork group have for the rest of the season?
I suppose there's no point in hiding behind the Tomas is to go all the way. That's our ambition. But along the way, it's the 70 minutes on Saturday. We're not looking beyond that. But you know, there's no point in we're not there to make up the numbers. You know what I mean? It's to go all the way. It's to give everything that we have in every game from here to wherever that'll take us. But it's the 70 minutes on Saturday that we're totally focusing on, and that's our main priority at the minute.
Donal O'Rourke, Cork senior hurling coach, great to catch up with you again, Donal. Thanks a million for taking our call today.
No problem at all, Tomás. No problem at all.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.